It is 5:39. The batsmen are slowly hauling their carcasses out to the pitch, waiting for the Soho innings to begin. I think at this rate we're looking to close around about 11 o'clock at night, so as long as one of the tubes is running, we should be fine. Hodaroff is beside me, he's padded up, he's ready to go, but we seem to be short of the other batsmen. We're scratching our heads. I'm thinking, Tom's thinking, it's Vlad, just because of the somewhat slightly procrastinated commencement. But we're eager, we're keen, 237 to chase. It's about, what time is it now? Oh, it's Tuesday, and we're just looking forward to start. As soon as anything happens, we'll let you know.
Well, okay, we're 6.1 overs in, and at present we are 20 runs. Sadly, two wickets lost. We've lost Vlad, we've lost Hodaroff. Out there at the moment are Hooperoff and Sam McDonald. Sam's facing. Beeson is bowling, very lofty and loopy. One of which Sam just clocked away down his off. He's a lefty. And that's gone into the woods, of course, because it's Chesham. So we'll be back in December and commence commentary then. Well, we're still waiting for this lost ball. So while I'm here, I thought I'd turn to some of my comrades who are sat beside me. Tom Hodaroff, he's waving his hand at me, which in a way which suggests, don't talk to me, Phil, but no, I'm going to anyway. Tom, if you could just recap our time in the field without using any expletives, how would you describe it?
It was tough. I think it was very warm, and we spent a large amount of time searching for the ball in the undergrowth, and got hit for a lot of runs.
That I think you've captured it perfectly there. What was Charlie doing for that 5 minutes when he was looking for the ball?
What was Charlie doing?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Yes, John T reckons he was
masturbating.
Yeah, masturbating.
Masturbating.
I'm not so sure.
He did go missing for quite some time.
There was quite a bit rustling.
Yeah. And there's a risk. There's a risk that the game might be starting again. It's 6:10, so you know we've got minutes of daylight available. 6 overs in. Bad light is our only option. That's Ash, whose finger was mashed in the outfield. How was your finger mashed, Ash?
I was trying to get that catch in the last over. Myself and Dan nearly ran into each
other. He's just got to go and ump the match, which is fair. Everyone should ump a match. Sounds rude. I'll leave it there. No, I think we have a ball on the pitch, maybe several, maybe that's the problem. Hooperoff is, he's stood there waiting. We have two umpires. I think we've got a bowler, and Sam is desperate to have the second ball of the over. Any game of cricket at this moment would be good, any game of anything. Maybe tiddlywinks. We could do ball in a cup. That might work quite well. Well, we got the ball back, the ball was bowled again, and Sam clobbered it for 6. Momentarily while we lost the ball for another 10 minutes, but no, the ball is straight back. Here is Beeson again, the ball comes in, Sam thinks about it. I think the polite term is bugging me sideways, but no, he's just taken a single off that, but it went all the way to a boundary. Good work. Ball's gone into the undergrowth, so a chance to keep everybody up on where we are. 93 off 18, principally the work of Sam McDonald, our splendiferous guest of the day. A steady series of 4s, a 6, singles, doubles, yep, just very good strike rate. At the other end, at the moment we've got Silski. Malkovich did quite a bit of work. Hats off to our new blood, Sam Back. Well, there's been a bit of a delay in the commentary, mostly due to the fact that it's been very busy, and we're on 165 at the moment. There's only one remaining batsman perambulating. I can't even talk. I'm so tired. And that's me. And but Ash is out there now. Opposite Ash is Sam Mac. It is Sam Mac still. Let's have a wee look at that. 165 off 33. Brooks into Ash. A little nudge to the leg side. Obviously the. We need something like 11 runs per over now, so it's looking like a tall order, but nothing's impossible. Brooks, Ash, oh, that was a healthy whack, stopped by the mid-off.
Unlucky Ash, that was a good stop.
Brooks pads back to his place, Ash settles himself down. To describe the light at the moment would be something like a closet at 8 o'clock in the evening. Quite dark. 173 off 34. The last ball of that last over was a beautiful six by Sam, who, despite being utterly pooped, is still able to put the ball away into the far side shrubbery. Let's call it the shrubbery at the far side of the pitch. Yeah, very, very good. You know, it's a great big ask, 10 or 11 over, but. We have six overs remaining, 173 scored, chasing 241. 183, Brooks bowling, Ash ready.
Take a drink out
of it. Oh, there you go, straight back to the bowler. But Sam has been out there. 4.3.
We need 12 and over.
35, 36 overs.
It's up on the scoreboard.
Really fairly exhausted. Ash.
Oh.
The light. I cannot tell you how dark it is at the moment. It is, well, I can tell you how dark it is. It's very dark. The sun has long since passed below the yardarm.
Cars, I hope!
And all we have now is a kind of incandescent blue grime.
One big over. We need a big over.
Brooks, once again.
Two to come.
This is, Ash got this two balls to face. That's a super little drive down the off.
Lovely shot.
Is it going to go all the way? Yes, it's up. There we go. So Ash is obviously still seeing the ball well enough to be able to put it away into the trees.
Need a six off this last one.
And as Dan says, need a six off this last one. But we might not find the ball for maybe 5 minutes.
In which case, it'll be pitch black and I don't know how I'll be able to carry on.
It's actually quite hard to see the scorebook, let alone the ball. So,
I can't see my hands in front of my own face at the moment. I'm impressed with these batsmen being able to see anything. At the moment, all I can see are sort of dark trees. I hear the occasional noise of a ball hitting something. And I inaccurately guess how many runs have been scored and put it into the scorebook, which I can't actually see in front of me.
We're a solid scoring team here.
Yes.
What over did Sam start? Over four.
He wickeded 40 overs.
So exactly.
He has been out there for 71 overs of the 75.
Actively involved in the collective. So hats off to Sam. There are some bodies on the pitch now.
Some broken people.
Broken people. People doing weird leg movements. I think that gentleman's trying to fellate the umpire, or is... Oh, no.
No, that's just the angle he's kneeling at.
Oh,
sorry. If you just angle yourself away, you'll be able to see that he's...
Oh,
it's the wicketkeeper.
Oh,
and,
that's what it was.
He's fellating the wicketkeeper, not the umpire.
And that's the perfect summary of where we are. This is the over of Brooks. First ball to Ash. Ash popped it away. Down the off, takes a single. Here is Sam. Don't forget he's a lefty. Oh, that's a lovely shot. That little snickety one to the leg side. Just a single off that. We've got Ash back on bat again. Jonty is walking past me with a fag dangling out of his mouth. I don't know what the name of the fag is, but there's Jonty anyway.
And it's all a load of rubbish.
It's all to play for. It's all to play for is what you mean, Jonty. Brooks coming up, third ball, is facing Ash. What's going to happen? That's a very lofted ball. And Ash really swung around that. Is it going to go all the way? Of course it is. Four, lovely.
No ball fours,
but he did a beautiful shot. Beautiful shot. Right, Brooks again. Ash still facing, of course. It's extremely gloomy here. Brooks running up. fairly good pitch ball. Ash took a swing, but it wasn't going to connect. It was a wide shot. Okay, a wide shot. Oh, we're getting such a variety of play here with this gloomy light. It's very gloomy. Brooks taking his position, starting his run up. Ash going to face what's going to happen. I went down the leg side, no connection. Dot ball. It must be very, very difficult out there, especially for a wide, by the way. Down is a cross, a plus sign. Brooks running up, Ash facing. No, nothing happening there. Would have, in a normal game of cricket, I think that would be described as a wide, but not in this special game of cricket. Brooks, this is probably one of his last balls of the over. Long ball. Oh, no, Ash had a swing. Couldn't see it. Not surprised. Dot ball. One ball to come. One delicious ball to come. Just the one, and here it is. Here's Brooks. Medium length, Ash got the bat to it, went off down the offside. Not going to go to the boundary, it's a single.
Just the one run.
Right, where are we, Dan?
209
off
38.
209 off 38. Well, here's the young chap coming on the right-hand side. Ash is facing at the end. He got the bat to it. There's going to be one. Won't be many more than that. So poor old Sam going to face the next ball or two. Let's see what happens. What's the bowler's name, this chap?
PJ.
PJ. PJ.
PJ. PJ and Duncan.
No connection to the Harvey, of course.
Not PJ Harvey, no.
No, no. Or petroleum jelly, either.
No. Yes. The way he runs in, he might
Vasilini. Vasilini. That's a great name for... commie nickname.
Wide? Wide? No,
no wide. No, it's a bit of a swing. No connection there from Sam.
We've really made a good fist of this, I think. And as John T would, you know, likes a good fist.
Yes, maybe he's. Oh, there we go. Dot ball. Good. Dot ball.
Very good ball.
I'm amazed that any of the batsmen are seeing this ball, even with its whiteness. Or anyone else at all, actually.
All
are coming in. Oh, no. Yes. Well, here we are in this match.
This is the decisive over, I think.
Yes, I think.
Only one off it so far, and we need 16 and over. Two balls to come. We need boundaries from these final two deliveries to really give us any hope. And he's hit that crisply.
It's just a single.
But he's very, very tired now. He's been batting now for 18 days consecutively.
Ash to face now, Mr.
The final delivery. We need a boundary here. We need a six. Six, Ash.
The cyclist goes past with his lights off.
Yeah.
Yes, the... Here we are. There we go. A dot ball.
That's made it very, very difficult for us now, it has to be said. Only two runs off that over. So 211.
211.
We need 31 runs off this final over.
So, you know, it's still possible. But let's be fair.
31 needed off this final over.
31 to
that over was decisive. Just two runs from it.
What's gone equal?